for tapes of end time meetings, deliverance services, or Lake Hamilton Bible Campground's publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom. Writes Post Office Box 21516, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas, zip 71903.
Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.
Saturday afternoon, February the 24th, 2001. This is tape 2 of the afternoon meeting session of the Ladies' Conference, and Mildred Coffey of Millington, Tennessee, is the teacher.
You know, fear is a spirit, and we bind its power over us. Over those girls that are leaving, we've asked for God's protection around them in the name of Jesus, that they will not run into anything. Lord, just protect them, and we thank you for your watch care. In Jesus' name. You know, God's given us authority, and we stand up. I have a lady in my church, and she and I get in agreement all the time. We pray against rain, we pray against the storm, we pray against the snow. And some of the people laugh at us, and we say, okay, the Word says I've got authority, and I'm going to use my authority. So we use it. Praise God for what He's given unto us. Amen? Amen. I got a long list of deliverance to do. We're going to do it in a little while, but I want to do a little bit more on this double-minded spirit of rejection. I looked up rejection in the concordance. It says rejection brings inferiority, insecurity, and fantasy. They go off into a fantasy world. You know, the real world's painful, so they go into a fantasy world. Harlotry, perversion, fear of being rejected, self-rejection. When a person has rejection on them, they reject themselves. Yeah. And compulsiveness. Compulsive confession. Or it's all my fault. That they don't love me. It's, and you know, I'm the one. And I'm always taking blame. And condemnation. Jealousy also works with it. Envy, self-pity, despair, shame, guilt, and loneliness, pride, and vanity. And this one I didn't understand. It says ego. So I guess that ego is built up with rebellion, because rebellion comes in with it. Rejection opens the door for the rebellion personality, and that rejection is a personality. And you've got the rejection personality and the rebellion personality, and then the real personality, the one God put in us. So that's why when you get Frank Hammond's book on schizophrenia, it shows the self, you know, down there. That's the true self. I believe it was Connie asked me a while ago to share about talking about that little person, the baby personality. I had ministered deliverance this morning and calling like rejection or fear or anger or something out of the rejected personality, the little person, the baby. One of the girls, lady that I ministered to one time, was molested at 2 years old, and these personalities began to come in to protect her, the true person, okay? And so this is why that baby personality or the rejection personality or the and the rebellion will come in from it is because of hurts and wounds, okay? A lot of people, what I find in a lot of the women that I minister to, it comes from abuse. Mm-hmm. It begins from the mother. Mother can, you know, it can be physical abuse or mental abuse or spiritual abuse or sexual abuse. But abuse, when it's so cruel, a child gets to the place where they have no one to turn to, and so the spirits come in. Okay, let's go to 1 Samuel, and let's go look at the rebellion, what rebellion does. I talked about it earlier, how rebellion comes in, how rejection opens the door for it to come in. In 1 Samuel in chapter 15, We all know this scripture. I want to do another. Hold your place there and go back to Ezekiel. I told you a while ago before I get into this that I wanted to hit this on the sins of the mother. I talked about rejection comes in through the mother. And I did a teaching one time over here, and I've done it several times, about the sins of the mothers that are passed on to the children. So this would show you how the rejection can be handed down from the mother to the child. And Ezekiel 16, verse 44 says, "Behold, everyone that seeth, uses proverbs shall use this proverb against thee, saying, as is the mother, so is that her daughter. Thou art thy mother's daughter that loatheth her husband and her children, and thou art the sister of thy sisters which loatheth their husband and the children's." Your mother was a Hittite and your father was an Amorite. You know, I read that over in the first part of the chapter. But here it tells us that the daughter is just like her mother. We hear a lot about the sins of the fathers, but no one talks about the sins of the mother, and yet no one teaches on it. But, and I know they're going through the bloodline from the father, but you see, what about transference of spirits from the mother? The child is with the mother, supposed to be with the ones of the caregivers. Today it's not always that way. But, you know, if children are put in, you know, in daycare, I start saying nursing home. I'm dealing with the nursing home right now. Oh, Lord. In the daycare, then they pick up, they can pick up spirits from their caregiver, you know, the teachers and soul ties, and they can pick up all kinds of spirits there. But anyways, I wanted you to see this, and there is, if you follow this on through, you've heard people say, "Well, she's just like her mother. He just looks just like his mother." And yet, they said, you know, the scripture talks about the sins of the father. So I said, isn't it interesting? My daughter looks just like me, poor thing. She looks better. I'm going to take that back. But she does. I used to think she looked like her daddy, but I saw her last time she was in my house, and I thought, I didn't realize we were so much alike. Praise the Lord. But the thing is that the rejection, as I started off saying at the beginning, and I fully believe it comes through the mother more so because of the baby in the womb and all of this. Okay, in 1 Samuel 15, chapter 15 and verse 23, "For rebellion is the sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry, because thou hast rejected the word of the Lord. He has rejected thee from being king." And this is where Samuel was talking to Saul. And I started off at the very beginning of teaching this, saying that rejection opens the door for rebellion. If you go back and read, and I think I've got the scripture in chapter 13 of Samuel. And verse 17. And this is real interesting to me. I was looking at this. I looked at a reference in my Bible. It gave on the 23rd verse there, and it sent me back over to chapter 13 and verse 14. But I want to start with verse 13, and it said in chapter 13, verse 13, "And Samuel said to Saul, Thou hast done foolishly. Thou hast not kept the commandment of the Lord thy God, which he commanded thee. For now with the Lord hath established his kingdom upon Israel forever, but now the kingdom shall not continue. The Lord has sought him a man after his own heart, and the Lord has commanded him to be a captain over his people, because thou hast not kept that which the Lord commanded thee." And if you back up, you find out what Saul had done. And we know over in 15, Saul disobeyed God by taking the king prisoner and taking the gold and silver and the animals to sacrifice. And he said, you know, when Samuel came into the camp, Saul said, "Oh, you know," they told him the prophet was coming over, and he was welcoming him in and said, "I've done everything that God told me to do." Did you ever tell God that? And Saul was telling Samuel that, and Samuel says, "What is that lowing of the cattle and the bleating of the sheep I hear? All that, we brought that in to sacrifice unto to God." And that's when Samuel said, for obedience is better than sacrifice. And so here he says rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft. And so do you understand why we're dealing so much with witchcraft now? through the rebellion that has come upon God's people, and they're walking in the in rebellion, and when we walk in rebellion, we're in witchcraft. I don't remember who said it, and it's talking about people praying for their somebody, and they were praying, and the man got sick, the pastor, and he got sick. They were really loosening witchcraft prayers upon that man, controlling prayers. Witchcraft is control. It's bondage. And it comes in through rebellion. These girls that I've ministered to, sometimes their deliverance wouldn't have been quite as long if they hadn't been walking in so much rebellion. Amen. And this girl that I'm dealing with right now had to come and confess her rebellion, that she had rebelled against everything that we had. I've been teaching, trying to get her free. Praise the Lord. Now, I want you to go on. I want to show you something that the Lord showed me here in this chapter. Chapter 13, verse 15, said Samuel rose and got him up from Gilgal in Gilboth of Benjamin, and Saul numbered the people that were present with him, about 600 men, and Saul and Jonathan his son, and the people that were present with him abode in Gilboth of Benjamin. But the Philistines encamped in Mishmash, and the spoilers came out of the camp of the Philistines in three companies. One company turned unto the way that leadeth to Ophrah, and the other to Shunah. I want you to look at that word spoilers. I looked that up in my concordance, and it says the spoilers are decay and ruin and destruction, corruption. And when you go back and look at destruction, you can go over into Revelation 9 and chapter 9 and see in verse 11, it says that destruction. Does anybody know what destruction, who destruction, what the spirit is?
Abaddon
and Apollyon. Apollyon is the one I've dealt with. He's a vicious spirit. He comes in as a spoiler to spoil the land. What land is he spoiling? This land. And so rebellion brings in the spoilers. We deal with a lot of the you can look at the spoilers as protectors over the spirits, that, like the one that we're after, like rebellion. Then the spoilers can come in and protect rebellion. Do you ever run into protectors when you're doing deliverance? They come in to protect the strong man that you're dealing with. And I had not seen this one on the spoilers. I know we loose them a lot of times, and have to deal with protectors sometimes. And so I thought it was interesting that it comes in with rebellion. And rebellion comes in to pay back. That's what I was talking about at the beginning. I dealt with a lady one time. She came, her mother sent her to me. And girls, really, you can't get anybody delivered because their mother sent them. You can't get the husbands delivered because the wife sent them. They have got the woman. You know, the word said, they that call upon the name of the Lord shall be delivered. And so she came to my house. Her mother made an appointment. This was early when we didn't know how to bind or loosen them. If we were doing deliverance and we manifested the spirit, we just stayed with it till we got it out, whenever that was. But anyways, binding was really, really interesting. I mean, to learn it. But she was sitting on my couch, and I had no idea what I was going to pray for. I didn't know the girl, but her mother went to our church. And this was a teenager. She was in her late teens. I was going to say she was married. I don't think she was. But she was sitting there, and we started praying for her. And the Lord spoke to me and told me what to go after, you know. And so I was going after abuse. And the thing manifested on her, and she started screaming at me. And she said, you don't understand. I'm not going to forgive. I told her she had to forgive the abuser, and the Lord had told me who it was, and she named the two, and she said, "You don't understand. I'm not going to forgive them." And I said, "But you have to. If you don't forgive, God won't forgive you. The Word says that we've got to forgive the way God has forgiven us, and if you don't forgive, then your prayers are not answered." And she said, "Well, I will not forgive her. I can't forgive her." And I said, "No, you can, because can't is saying that you won't, and you have a will, and you will forgive her or you won't. She did not get any deliverance because she would not forgive her mother, and she said, I don't want any deliverance. She was enjoying her misery. I don't know what happened to that girl. Her mother and them left our church later, and I haven't seen them in a long time. But the thing is, when you want to receive deliverance, and we're going to do something in just a little bit, if you've got aught against anybody, you're going to have to forgive. I had to repent before for my unforgiveness or my anger at the Lord. I got angry when my husband died. And, I have repented over that and asked the Lord, and he forgave me. But, you know, to think that I was angry at God, and who was I? We do a lot of things, and then we forget about them. And we need to ask the Lord to show us if there be anything. You know, what I find most of all is it's hard to say I did it. I was telling the girls up here a while ago, they were talking to Charlotte about her, some of her deliverance. The Lord brought to me the time that I had to go in the middle of the night to go do deliverance on her. It was about 11. I was in bed when the phone call came, and we went to the church. And this is important, people. I learned the lesson the hard way. And at 4 o'clock in the morning, I'd been in deliverance from the time, whatever time it was that I went there, around 5. She was on the floor, and I was leaning across her on my elbow. I was leaning across her stomach, I think, and I was on my elbow. I was so tired. And I was praying. I said, Lord, why don't this thing come out? Your word says it's got to go. And not only I was there, but the people that came to pray with me, I don't know how many of us was there. Don't remember anything. But we were all sitting, and not only that it was my fault that it didn't come out, the Lord spoke to me and he said, your heart's not right. He said, you grumbled when you got out of bed. Why did I have to go in the middle of the night? Why couldn't we do this in the morning? And here I am, propped up on my elbow. And the Lord said, it's your fault. And I said, oh, Lord, forgive me. And I repented right there, straining across that girl's chest, stomach, wherever I was. And then I had to repent to those other workers and ask them, forgive me for not having my heart right. But, you know, it came out just like that. So so the workers has got to have their hearts right, too. You know, deliverance, you have to love people to really want to see them free. And that's commanded of God, that we are to love one another. And if you love someone, you won't grumble and complain. I learned the hard way. Just by saying, you don't ever grumble, do you, Matt? I've had to repent, and the Lord's taught me some more about grumbling. I said, you have to confess your faults of one to another. So I'm taking care of helping this man in our church. He's 90 and going on 91. He's a tall drink of water. He's 6 foot. He's 6 foot four, and he's real thin there. And he used to just bug me no end when my husband was living. And I always said he knew the right button to push to make me angry, and I'd have to go in my prayer room in the church and repent, because we'd walk in the door and he'd say something to me, and it was always, Jim used to tell me he's trying to be funny, and I said it doesn't sound funny to me, and that'd make me angry. And what happened? My husband dies. Guess who's taking care of that man?
You.
You think God's laughing and getting sent to him? But you see, I had got where I was grumbling about it. It was really hard to go and take care of him after having lost my husband. Here this man is, he doesn't have any family, close at all. He has two brothers that live out, and one lives in California, and one in Mexico. And here I am, just lost my husband, trying to do all the things that take the church and try to move, and I'm having to take care of him. So what did I do? I was grumbling, complaining. I said, Lord, why? Now, y'all, I'm human. Why is he still here and my husband's gone? It was really hard. And the Lord convicted me again, and I repented. And it's not been as much of a chore since I repented. So I'm telling you, be honest with the Lord. He already knows. So if you want to get free from things, go over there and look at Revelation 9, and let's look at that 11th verse there. I've had people come and say to me, "Why do you always tell all those things?" I said, "Why not? God knows. Everybody else can know too. I don't mind." You know, one thing that if you got everything out in the open, the enemy can't beat you over the head with it. You know that?
That's right.
He cannot beat you over the head with it.
Oh.
Amen. Amen. Helps you be honest with the Lord. Yeah, but we not walking around with a halo on. I tell you, the Lord is so faithful. He just wants us to be honest and be who we are. You know, I haven't ever tried to build a kingdom, and I thank the Lord. But I pray for more knowledge and wisdom to get people free.
Amen.
Because I know God wants them free. And you can be set free. His word tells us so. Over in Revelation chapter 9, and I want you to read that verse. Verse 11, it said, and they had a king over them, which is an angel of the bottomless pit, whose name in the Hebrew tongue is Abaddon, but in the Greek tongue his name is Apollyon. This destruction, I said, was one of the spoilers, this spirit. So you're dealing with a ruler spirit here that is protecting. It will show you how strong the rebellion is. You know, I told you that spirit was cast out of that girl that night, and we were all excited, and she was so miserable when she came back. And I said, we were praying for her, and I said, "I thought you left." She said, "I'm still here." I said, "Well, who'd you throw out?" "Oh, one of my protectors." And it was, and so said, we can be deceived in the area of thinking people are free. Isn't that good? You can have to go back and do it over. I'm just showing you that see, we all learn as we minister and as we believe. And so, I started off by telling you that thing didn't like the Holy Spirit, and he didn't call it the Holy Spirit. He called it the Holy Ghost. So let me tell you something, people. I have found that in doing deliverance that we lose the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit in there. Those spirits don't like it, and they'll come out. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. I'm using the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. I said, "Father, we just loose in there the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit." If it works, it works. And that thing was screaming and said, "Don't you put the Holy Ghost on me. He burns me." And I really was curious. I'm still curious. I'd like to know in the Scripture. He says, God is assuming fire. He is a consuming fire. So, Holy Ghost, consume that thing. Okay, going on. Let's see now. I just wanted you to look at that. Back up to the first part of that chapter. Let's read some more of this. And I was wondering if some of the... let me read and then I'll say this. And the fifth angel, verse 1, sounded, and I saw a star fall from heaven unto the earth, and to him that was given the key of the bottomless pit. And he opened the bottomless pit, and there rose a smoke out of the pit as the smoke of a furnace. And the sun and the air were darkened by reason of the smoke of the pit. And there came out of the smoke locusts upon the earth, and unto them was given power as the scorpions of the earth have power. And it was commanded them that they should not hurt the grass of the earth, neither any green thing, neither any trees, but only those men which have not the seal of God in their forehead. Those spirits coming up out of the bottomless pit. And that smoke screen, the smoke screen is, what the Lord was showing me about it, is a cover that people won't believe and won't see what's happening, what's coming up. But you see, if we're sealed of God, that God talks about, the Word talks about over in Ezekiel 9:8, you know, the man with the writer's ink that went around sealing God's people. And that's the seal of the intercessor that prays and seeks the Lord. Then those things that are coming up on this earth won't hurt us if we're sealed by the Spirit of God. We have learned that in the deliverance, you know, talk about transference of spirits and spirits entering in, that when the enemy gets, now I can't give you a scripture for this, but I've seen it work. We take the anointing oil and ask the Lord to seal us that nothing can enter in and harass. If God sent the man with the writer's ink out to seal God's people, we're doing God's warfare. We're doing the battles. And so we would ask the Lord to seal. I've many times when I go to preach, when a lot of stuff would come at me like that, I'd just get the oil and anoint myself and say, Father, seal me that nothing can enter in. I hesitate to share some things I know because, you know, I've walked in and we've seen it operate and we've seen God do it, right? Many times, and sometimes when we get a person that maybe come into the church, at the time we had the witch come in there and it was attacking everyone, we were having trouble with her. We thought she wanted to be delivered. She came in, she had they were trying to kill her. She just told us all kinds of things, and come to find out, she was sent there to do a number on the church. Tried her best to get close to my husband and I, and she found where I lived. We never did figure out how she found where we lived, but she came to my house. Well, it's not hard. I live on 51 Highway. I lived there 50-something years. Everybody knew me. In fact, I had so many roses, I got the name of the rose lady. People go by and say, I just love your roses. I thought, how'd you know I live there? I didn't know them. I tell you what, I'm so well known, I don't think that's very good. I was in a grocery store the other day, and this lady said to me, have you sold your car yet? I said, what? She said, have you sold your car? I said, no. And I thought, how'd you know I was selling my car, wanted to sell my car? You tell me how people know things like that. Well, it shocked me so bad I couldn't think that fast. In fact, I get a little concerned when people know so much about me, because I thought, now, wait a minute. Going back to this witch, we had to go over our yard and break Cajun curses off of it. I didn't know what a Cajun curse was. Somebody here know what a Cajun curse is? A Cajun curse. They were coming into our yard when we weren't there and making, getting something that belonged to my husband and I and putting it in the center of they take sticks or boards or anything they could get and make a square and put something that belonged to us in the middle of it and curse us. I'd never heard of it before. And praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Can you hear me? But we went all over our yard, and she got into my house, and we had to throw a chair away that she always sat in. That's what I'm talking to you about, witchcraft, and rebellion opens the door for it, and the enemy comes and tries to destroy you. I had a chair that I really liked. It was a little blue velvet chair, and it was just a rocker. And it would swivel and all those good things that every once in a while I like to sit in. But every time she'd come to my house, she'd get in it, sit in it. And it got to the place we had to get rid of it, didn't we? We used to use it sometimes. We was going to do some deliverance on it. And the people, and those demons just loved that chair. I did learn, I don't know how I'm saying this, but I did learn that what I learned from her was that they could get into your house if they got in your house. And put a pin in, say, in your furniture or something that they could use as at a point of contact and loose curses on you. So I assume since the devil liked it, the demons liked it so well, we didn't need it, so we got rid of it.
Now somebody think, oh, that's not so. It is so.
It is so. It is. I tell you, we have fought. I'll tell you another thing we found from this incident. We found a container of blood in our backyard. We don't have any idea where it came from. It was put in a plastic bag. We had come over here for a meeting, and we'd gone back home and was cleaning the yard up. And my husband had some 5-gallon buckets that he used to put stuff in. when he mixed stuff as roses. And for some reason or another, he had used it and turned it bottom upwards, you know, to drain out. And he set it behind one of our sheds, and he was out there when we were cleaning the yard. He came to me, and he said, come here, I want to show you something. And I said, what for? And he said, I want to show you something. So we're over there with him, and he said, I thought this was the bucket. I had turned this bucket upside down. It had leaves on it. And he said, I didn't put any leaves on it. It shouldn't be any leaves on it this time of year because it was in the summertime. And so he said, I wondered what was. And so he flipped it over, and inside it was a plastic bag full of blood. And he destroyed it. He got it off the land and broke any curses from it. And then you say, well, that's... It is the way that they work. And let me tell you what happened through this. So my son likes to bled to death. I got a call one Saturday afternoon and said, from the hospital, and they said, are you Miss Coffin? I said, yeah. And they said, we think you better come. Your son's here. And I said, what's wrong with him? And they said, well, he's in critical condition. And we took off to the hospital, and when we got there, they told us that when they got to him, that if they'd been 5 minutes later, he'd have died. He had bled out. So they were literally pumping blood into him through his artery in his neck. I don't know how they were doing it. They were pumping blood in him in two different ways. And they put him in intensive care. And the doctor told us that if he hadn't gotten there, they hadn't gotten him there, then he would have died. See any connection? Curses. And people say they're not real. They are. Because when you'd be doing deliverance, they would just sit there and they would just, it was real funny. They would hold on to that chair and wouldn't want to get out of it and wanted to sit there, and we couldn't do anything while we were in the area of deliverance.
There's no power to pray for
them. Well, we could have, but we didn't know what had been put in the chair, what she had put in. We couldn't find it. We knew that point, a pen or something. I just assumed it was a pen. I don't know. But we couldn't find it. And so rather than... We were... You know, when you're in deliverance, you take every precaution you can. And rather than try to think, well, it's okay. And it we could have prayed over it in the anointing with oil and searched it. But we weren't. My husband said, get rid of it. And when he said, get rid of it, we've gotten rid of a lot of jewelry and stuff and that we're not... We shouldn't keep. And a lot of things... It's not always easy to get rid of a lot of stuff, but anything that the enemy can use against us, that didn't cost us anything. I was just trying to show you that we're fighting and that we're in a real war. People, a lot of you people are, maybe most of you are in deliverance, and you know what I'm talking about. If you've been in it and doing deliverance, you know that it's true. But we are fighting principalities. We're not fighting flesh and blood. You got to remember that. See, that's why we got drawn in with the lady that was a witch. We dealt with her for 2 years, not in our church, but the first time I met her was at the mission in Memphis, and she didn't want to be free. Not only did she cause a lot of damage in our church, we lost a lot of people, but she brought in another witch. In fact, she brought in two. We had three of them at one time until my husband threw them out. He literally threw them out. Praise the Lord for that. Let's go over to 2 Corinthians. I want to show you. You know, the Word tells us that greater is He that's within us than he that's in the world. God has given us authority over all the power of the devil. You know that. Luke 10:19 says, He didn't say some of it. He said all the power of the devil. And he said that we're to go, Matthew 10, 7 and 8 says, as you go preach, saying the kingdom of heaven is at hand, heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out devils. Freely you receive, freely give. Jesus told us as we go, we're to raise the dead. And we're not doing all the things he tells us to do. We're wanting to, and we're going to, but it's time we did, isn't it? As you go. He says, I've given you power over all the authority over all the power of the devil. We have authority, people. We need to use it. Greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. In 2 Corinthians 4, chapter 4, verse 4 says, in whom the God of this world. Verse 3 says, but if our gospel be hid, is hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world has blinded the minds. You see that? He's blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. You know, the Word tells us that the enemy blinds our minds. And that's why when we're double-minded, he is working through the spirits in us. He blinds our minds so we can't see the truth. And he said that the Word, the light of the gospel, will come forth. And we preach this and teach this as talking to lost people. But this book is written to believers. Our minds were blinded. In Ephesians 2, it tells us, I quoted it a while ago, let's read that scripture in Ephesians chapter 2. See, we're children of God. We've come into the kingdom of God. We're God's children. But he said in Ephesians chapter 2, in verse 2, he says, well, verse 1 says, and you hath he quickened, who was dead, who were dead in trespasses and sins, for in times past you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience. Let me ask you something. Are we sometimes children of disobedience? I know it's talking about the lost, but you see, we're not always obedient to the Word of God. And therefore, we open the door for the enemy when we are disobedient to his word. What does he command us to do? To love God and love our neighbor and to obey his word. And he said, among whom also we all had our conversation in time past in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and whereby were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. So we came out of the devil's kingdom into the kingdom of God, and therefore we are walking or desirous to walk free from the enemy. And we can. 2 Corinthians 3, chapter 3, verse 14. He said, But their minds were blinded for unto this. Now, let me back up to verse 11. For if that which is done away was glorious, much more that which remains is glorious. Seeing then that we have such hope, we use great plainness of speech, and not as Moses, which put a veil over his face, that the children of Israel could not steadfast look to the end of that which is abolished. But their minds were blinded, for unto this day they cannot. The day remaineth the veil untaken away in the reading of the Old Testament, which veil is done away in Christ. But even to this day, when Moses is read, the veil is upon their heart. Nevertheless, when it shall turn to the Lord, the veil shall be taken away. Now the Lord is that Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty. So, you know, we are still looking through the veil, through a veil. What does it say over in we see him with... And he wants us to see clearly. And so when we have our mind, our will, our emotion freed, and we become singleness of mind and of heart, we can see more clearly. Amen? Oh, praise the Lord. Okay. Are you ready for some deliverance? I want to do some deliverance. I was going to give us plenty of time to do it for those that want it. And you know what? If you don't want it, don't worry about it. God won't separate you from your friends. People ask me what I mean by that. If you don't want to get rid of it, then God won't make you. You got to hate. You know, we've got to hate the devil as much as, because he's God's enemy. And he's our enemy. And he hates us, so we've got to hate him. He's the only one we know that we can hate. God says we can do it. Okay? Amen?
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. You want him delivered?
Yeah. If it's out of my body.
I'm going to do some mass deliverance, and I'll call it out. Okay? You go
okay.
Back over there, and we'll and when I start, then you can get some freedom. Okay?
Okay.
I'm going to minister to the whole bunch. All right?
Okay.
Okay. Praise the Lord. That's good. She's ready to be free. She's going to get free. Amen. Amen. The Word tells us, they that call upon the name of the Lord shall be delivered. Okay, let me give you some instructions. May I do that? Put your feet flat on the floor. Don't do, let's see, this is the way we do. Don't do this, okay? And this, you know, this is, it does. And it's also a sign of rebellion. And we want to get rid of rebellion, okay? We're going after rejection first. And I'm going to break the curse of rejection from the womb, rejection from the Garden of Eden over the bloodline, okay? Father, in the name of Jesus, I come against the powers of darkness in here. I bind every spirit of unbelief and doubt and every spirit of fear. For Lord, we know that you've not given us the spirit of fear, but you've given us power and love and a sound mind. And so now, Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus, we just come to you as our deliverer. Ask, Father, for the anointing of the Holy Spirit to just let the power of your Holy Spirit just fall upon this congregation and set your people free. In Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. And Father, I bind the spirits. I bind the spirits from the heavens in the name of Jesus. I bind anything from the outside. As for the angels of the Lord that encamp around about us. And Father, I come in the authority you've given me, and I bind the spirits to my authority where I'm seated in Christ Jesus in the third heaven. And when I call their names, they will go, because Father, it's the name of Jesus that throws them out. You said in your word that Jesus cast out demons with his word, and that in his name we would cast out spirits. And so, Father, I come in the name of Jesus Christ, and I thank you for that authority in Jesus' name, in the name of Jesus. Now, in the name of Jesus, I break the curse of rejection from the Garden of Eden over everyone in this building in Jesus' name. I break it on both sides of the family in the name of the Lord Jesus, and I call out that curse of rejection that came down through the bloodline in the name of Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I break the curse of rejection from the womb in the name of Jesus and command it to go in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I call out rejection from the womb. Let her go. Let them go in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, let them go. Turn them loose and let them go. Let them go. You know, spirits, demons are spirits, and spirits is breath. You can breathe them out. You can yawn them out. You can cough them out. They come out with tears. They come out with any way God wants to bring them out. In the name of Jesus, come on out there. Let them go. And let them go in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Turn them loose. Rejection from the womb. I break soul ties with mothers where rejection came in. And I call rejection from the mothers out in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Rejection from the mothers in the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus. Father, we remit the sins of the mothers for rejection and loosen each one from that rejection in Jesus' name. Come on out there. Turn them loose and let them go. Let them go in the name of Jesus Christ. Loosen them. Loosen them and let them go in Jesus' name. All that fear of rejection, fear of being rejected. Come out there. Fear of being rejected. Let them go. Let them go in Jesus' name.
Please turn the tape over for side two. Thank you.
Demons won't come out if you're praying in the spirit, or you see, I told you they hate the Holy Ghost, and they won't come out. If you're going to pray inside, you know, like you were in a denominational church and you had to pray inside of you didn't pray aloud, okay? And you can pray. You say, you got to go. Come out then. Come out of me. Come out. And, you know, but just don't say it with your mouth, so, because they most of the time come out through the mouth. Sometimes they come out through the, however they want to. Demons won't come out if you're praying in the spirit, or you see, I told you they hate the Holy Ghost, and they won't come out. If you're going to pray inside, you know, like you were in a denominational church and you had to pray inside of you didn't pray aloud, okay? And you can pray. You say, you got to go. Come out then. Come out of me. Come out. And, you know, but just don't say it with your mouth, so, because they most of the time come out through the mouth. Sometimes they come out through the, however they want to, however God wants them to. Rejection from the mother. Let them go. Come out of there. Come on out of there. Turn them loose. In the name of Jesus, I call that rejection from the fathers. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, loosen them and let them go. Spirits of rejection, let them go in Jesus' name. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, turn loose and come out of there. All that rejection, let them go. Excuse me, let them go in the name of Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, rejection from the fathers. Rejection, you will go. Turn God's people loose and let them go. In the name of Jesus Christ, let them go. All that fear of being rejected, in the name of Jesus Christ, all the fear, let them go. Turn them loose and come out. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Let them go. Let them go in Jesus' name. I call out all the unforgiveness. Unforgiveness. Loosen them. Loosen them and let them go in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Unforgiveness. Loosen and let go. Come on out in the name of Jesus Christ. Let them go. Turn them loose and let them go in the name of Jesus Christ. Let them go. Rejection from people. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, let them go in Jesus' name. Spirits of insecurity and inferiority that come in with rejection, let them go in Jesus' name. All the tormenting spirits, I call tormenting spirits out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, let them go. Let them go in Jesus' name. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, spirit of insecurity, inferiority, spirits of fantasy, let them go. In the name of Jesus, turn loose self-pity. I call all the hurt out from rejection. Spirits of hurt that came in through being rejected. Words of rejection. Come on out there. All the words that's been loose, let them go. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, turn loose and let them go. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Listen them. Listen them and let them go. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, every spirit of hurt and pain, in the name of Jesus. You know, the word says that every name that has a name bows to the name of Jesus. And pain is a name. And pain has to go. I call that the pain out of the body in the name of Jesus Christ and command it to go. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Turn loose and let them go. In the name of Jesus. Spirits of fear. Fear of people. Fear of the dark, fear of snakes, fear of birds, fear of all fears in the name of Jesus Christ. Listen, fear of storms in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus Christ, God has not given us a spirit of fear in the name of Jesus, but power, love, and a sound mind. Turn with them, let them go in the name of Jesus. Come on out, let them go in Jesus' name. Spirits of condemnation, shame in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus Christ, let them go. Let them go. Spirits of self-condemnation, guilt. Let them go. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus Christ, spirits of destruction. Let them go. Turn them loose. Turn them loose and let them go. In the name of Jesus. 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 In the name of Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, let them go. Come on out there. Turn loose. Turn loose and let them go in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Come on, let them go. In the name of Jesus. If you're not getting any deliverance, you can push those things out. You need to push them out. You know, sitting passive it's not good at all, okay? You work. Work from the inside out, okay? Killing has got to go. You know what how you feel. You know. And you can call those things out. You get busy and call. Sometimes we just sit there and say, okay, here I am. Get me out if you can. You know, they say, you do it. No, you work. Come on. Call those things out. Make them go. If you want free, make them go. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus Christ. Let them go. In Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. Every name that has a name bows to the name of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Jesus. 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 Oh, pride. Spiritual pride comes in. Pride, ego, vanity, selfishness, bondage, depression, paranoia, frustration. Listen to them and let them go in Jesus' name. The Lord Jesus Christ rebukes you. The Lord Jesus Christ rebukes you. I come against that double-minded spirit in the name of Jesus Christ. I bind its power and command it to go in Jesus' name. Listen to me. Come out of there. Double-minded spirit. Let them go. Let them go. Come on out of there now in Jesus' name. Let them go. Double-minded. Double-mindedness. Come on out of there. Let them go in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Let them go. Turn them loose. Turn them loose. Let them go. Come on out of there. Let them go in Jesus' name. Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I bind schizophrenia and I call it out. Come on out there. Let them go in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus Christ, let them go. Let them go in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. We call out the false personalities. in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Every name that has a name bows to the name of Jesus Christ. Loosen them. Loosen them and let them go. Let them go. Let them go. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. All those false personalities, loosen them. Let them go. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus Christ, loosen them. Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Okay, let's work on rebellion a little bit. Anybody think they need deliverance from rebellion? I come against the spirit of rebellion in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and I command it to go in Jesus' name. Rebellion. Let them go. Let them go in the name of Jesus Christ. Turn them loose and let them go. Turn them loose and let them go in the name of Jesus. Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Get up in their ear and pray. We just
swear.
Wherever the Lord leads us. All right. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, loosen them and let them go. I break every curse of rebellion. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus Christ. Jesus. Turn and loosen. Come out of there. Turn and loosen. Come out of there. Let her go. Let her go in Jesus' name. Loosen them. Loosen them. Come out of there. Come out of there. You let her go. Let her go in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Turn loose. Come on out of there. Let her go in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let her go. Let her go. Come on out there. Let her go in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. Every spirit of rebellion. Spirit of rebellion. Spirit of witchcraft. Witchcraft. I break every curse of witchcraft and I call witchcraft, spirits of witchcraft off. I call off hexes, vexes, jinxes, spells, incantations, blood sacrifice. Come out of there. Come out of them and let them go in Jesus' name. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, listen and let them go. Let them go in Jesus' name. Jesus. 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 Witchcraft, hexes, vexes, spells, incantation. We break the power of it and command it to go in Jesus' name. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, turn them loose. Turn them loose and let them go. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, turn loose and let them go. In Jesus' name. Jesus. God has given him a name that's above every name, that is the name of Jesus Christ. Every knee bows and every tongue confesses. Jesus is Lord. I come against that spirit of arthritis that comes in with the bitterness from rejection. I break the power of arthritis and I call it out of the joints and marrows of the bone. Come on out of there, arthritis. Come out and let him go in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Let him go. Let him go in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Turn him loose and come out of there. Come out of there now in Jesus' name. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, loosen them. Loosen them and let them go in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. All the bitterness, that root of bitterness, we call that root of bitterness out. Let them go. Turn loose and come out now in Jesus' name. Let them go. Let them go in Jesus' name. Bitterness. Bitterness. Every root of bitterness, unforgiveness, and rejection, the tree of bitterness, that root, we take the axe to the root and command it to go in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, let them go. Let them go in Jesus' name. How many in here has got some infirmity in their body? Okay? Okay, we're gonna go after some infirmity, okay? I'm a believer that sickness, a lot of it is, in fact, all of it with me has been demonic. And I just go after, most of the time when I go after sickness on me, though, I usually go after witchcraft because I know I'm under a curse of some kind. And the Word declares it. Jesus cast out spirits and then he healed the person from the sickness that they had. So I'm going to, if you want me to call out some of the infirmities, if I miss it when I start calling them out, well, you tell me what it is and we'll go after it. But I break the power right now of heart attacks in the name of Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and I break its power and I command every symptom of a heart attack out in the name of Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, turn them loose and come out of there. Heart malfunction, heart disease, clog the arteries, come out of there now in the name of Jesus. We break the power. I command that spirit out to loosen them and let them go. In the name of Jesus Christ, come out of there now in Jesus' name. The malfunction of the heart, I command it to go. in the name of Jesus Christ. Listen to them and let them go in Jesus' name. The Lord Jesus Christ rebukes you. The Lord Jesus Christ rebukes you. High blood pressure. High blood pressure. Excessive high blood pressure. Strokes. In the name of Jesus, I command them to go in Jesus' name. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Turn loose and let them go. Let them go. Let them in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, turn her loose and come out of there. Let her go. Let her go. Let her go. Come on out of there. Let her go in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Loosen her. Loosen her. Let her go in Jesus' name. Come on out of there. Let her go in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Turn her loose. Turn her loose and let her go. You can't stay in Jesus' name. Come out of there. Let her go. Let her go in Jesus' name. Jesus, Jesus, loosen her. You come out of there, all of it. Let her go. Let her go in the name of Jesus Christ. Loosen her. Jesus. Praise the Lord. Let me share something with you about spirits of heart attack. My daughter-in-law had been to the doctor before she got into deliverance, and they had said that she had a heart murmur or whatever it was, some kind of heart problem. And she got into deliverance, and we got a lot of stuff off of her. And I really didn't know about this thing with the heart. And when I was ministering to her, she passed out. I mean, she looked like she was dead. And I thought, that demon's trying to put the fear in me. And I said, my daughter-in-law, and I'm praying for her. I said, you demon, come out of her. And she just lay there. And I said, you come out of her now, in the name of Jesus. She raised up and she started laughing. Hedge fool for a minute, didn't it? And I said, you come out of there. He said, I scare her. She thinks she's having a heart attack. Says, she's not having no heart attack. I said, I make her think she is. Called that thing out of her, and she never had another symptom. They've been married for about 13, oh, longer than that. They've been married about 18, 19 years. She's never had another symptom. So I know that the demons, too, they manifest, they'll start. They'll put pain in your arm and make you short of breath and say, oh, you're going to die. And so you start on them. You start calling, rebuking them and commanding them to go right then. In the name of Jesus. You know, if you don't know what you're dealing with, just use the name of Him. The name of Jesus. I do this a lot of times by myself. I just say, Jesus. Jesus. I got under attack about 2 months ago, I guess. Might not have been that long. And I was in such pain. I'm by myself in the middle of the night. And I got up and started walking the floor quoting the scripture and commanding the pain to go, and I didn't have any idea what it was. And so it got worse. The more I prayed, the worse it got. So I thought, well, here I am, Lord, just me and you, what I do. So I thought, well, I need prayer. Let me see. Who can I call? Who do I call? Started to call Charlotte, and I thought, no, I'm not calling her. So I called my son up here in Little Rock, and he started battling, and it let up. He prayed for me, I don't know, 30 minutes. And I thought, well, I'm feeling better. And I said, I'm okay. And so we hung up. Then it started again, worse than before. And I had hurt so bad. Our pain had been so severe. I was weak. And so I thought, well. So I called him again. He prayed again. Make a long story short, it seemed like the more he prayed, the worse it got. So I said, I'm okay. I'll deal with it. Just, you know, I'm okay. I didn't want no more prayer. And I said, Lord, your word says they that call on the name of the Lord shall be delivered. And you said in your word that every name that has a name bows to the name of Jesus. And so I said, it's me and you now. And so all of a sudden I got so sick. And I went in the bathroom and upchucked. The Lord delivered me from it. Whatever it was, it left. And so, you see, first of all, it gets us in fear. And it puts excruciating pain on us. But it's demonic. Many, many, many times it is demonic. And we need to take authority over it. And I know that heart attack, I know the enemy's trying to put a stroke on me. And I go to bed sometimes that I can hear my heart beating in my ear. And I thought, oh, well. You know, I come to the place and I said, okay, Lord, you know, here I am in you. And you have to take care of it. And the word says, when you've done all, stand. And so that night when I was in such pain, and it let up when I threw up, but then it started back, and it got even worse than it was before. And I thought, God, I've done all I know to do. I'm in your hands. And I turned my TV on because it usually always put me to sleep. and I curled up on the couch. And I want you to understand, I was still in real pain. And, you know, I dropped off to sleep with that pain. And when I woke up, it was totally gone, and I have not had any more trouble with it. So I believe that deliverance brings healing. We can call that those things out. So if you got something you want me to call out, tell me. Glaucoma. I break every curse of glaucoma of each one here, and I call it out right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Come on out of there. Turn Judy loose and let her go. Come out of there. Come out of there. Spirits of glaucoma and blindness, come out of there. Cataracts, come out of there now in Jesus' name. Farsighted, nearsightedness, come out in Jesus' name. Spirits of blindness, listen. Listen and let go in the name of Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, listen and let go. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. So this lady up here has her hand up. Colon. Cancer. Just colon. I call out, I break the curse and call out colon problems. Any kind of colon problems, colon cancer, tumors in the colon. I call them out. Come on out of there. You demons just calling all those problems. Come out of there. Now, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. I call the spirits that's caused the sinus drainage out and stopped up ahead. I break the curse of Miriam and I call it out now in Jesus' name. The ruler of allergies, come out of there. Loosen them and let them go in Jesus' name. Come on out of there. Turn them loose and let them go in the name of Jesus. Migraine headaches in Jesus' name.
Vascular problems and rotator cup and vascular problems.
Vascular problems and rotator cups in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Come on out of there. Let them go in Jesus' name. Let them go. Turn them loose and let them go in the name of Jesus Christ. Come on out of there. Loosen them. Loosen them and let them go in Jesus' name. I call out bronchitis and I command it to go. Come out of her. Come out of her in Jesus' name. Degenerative diseases. Come out of there. Turn loose. I call out that those off of the back. I call that degenerative diseases off of the back. Loosen them and let them go. Come on out of there. Turn them loose and let them go. Let them go. Turn them loose and come out of there. Come out of there now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, loosen them. Loosen them and come out of there. Come out of there. Let them go. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, turn them loose. Turn loose and come out of there. Come out of there now in Jesus' name. Come out of her back. Come out of her back. Come out of her back. In the name of Jesus Christ, you come out of her back. Turn her loose and let her go. Let her go in Jesus' name. Loosen them. Loosen them. Loosen them. Let her go. Let her go. Let her go in Jesus' name. I break that curse over the bloodline and I command you to go in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out of her. Come out of her. Let her go. Let her go in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, turn loose and let her go. Let her go in the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Inflammation in the kidneys. Oh, the tendons. Okay, inflammation. All infections in the body. I call those infections out. Infections. All infections. Loosen them and let them go. Turn them loose. Turn them loose. Turn them loose and let them go in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus Christ. Let them go. Turn them loose and come out of there. Come out of there now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In the name of the Lord Jesus. I call that cyst out of every part of the body. Any cyst in the body. Come on out there. All of them. Let them go. Let them go. We curse the root cause of it. In Jesus' name. We curse those things and command them to go in the name of Jesus. Insomnia. I missed that word. What did he say? Liver. Come on out. I call out the curse off the liver and any infirmities in the liver. Come out of there. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I break every curse of insomnia over people. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Turn loose and come out. Let them go. Let them go in Jesus' name. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Fibromyalgia, I call you off in Jesus' name. There seems to be a lot of that, and we break the power of it. I bind the strong man over this, everyone here, and I command that spirit to loosen and come out. Turn them loose. Let them go. In the name of Jesus, let them go. Loosen them. Come on out of there in Jesus' name. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let them go. Let them go in Jesus' name. Spirit of bronchitis, come on out of there. Come out of there. Come out of there. Let them go. Come out of there. Turn loose and let them go. In the name of Jesus, let them go. Loosen them in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. I call the strong man of all unnamed diseases. We break its power and call it out. Infirmities and diseases, loosen them. Let them go. You said something amazing. Okay. In the name of Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Turn them loose and let them go. Come on out of this. Come on out of this. In Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
In
spirits of diabetes. Sugar diabetes. Come out of there. Let them go. Let them go. In the name of Jesus. Spirit of diabetes. Let them go. Come out of there now in Jesus' name. Blood clots. Come out in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Clogged arteries. The spirits that clogged the arteries. Come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. Let them go. Let them go. Turn them loose and let them go. Spirit of arthritis, come out in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, turn loose and come out. Arthritis, let them go. Let them go in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, turn loose and come out of there. Come out of there, let it go. Let it go, let it go. Come out of there, let it go in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus, loosen them, turn them loose. Hands them up. Loosen them back, let it go. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, come on out there, let it go, let it go, let it go, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, let it go, come on out there, all of it, in the name of Jesus, praise you, Jesus, in the name of Jesus, I'll break every part of that curse of cancer over the bloodline, back to the Garden of Eden on both sides of the family of cancer, and I call that breast cancer out. We come against it in the name of Jesus. Turn them loose and let them go. Let them go. Loosen them and let them go. We loose the word. We send the word. He said he sent his word and healed them of their diseases and delivered them from destruction. So command it to go in Jesus' name. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, come out of there. Come out of there now. Tumors in the breast. Let them go. Let them go. Now come against Crohn's disease. Come out of there now in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus Christ, loosen. Turn them loose and let them go in Jesus' name. The Lord Jesus Christ rebukes you. Fungus. I come against fungus. Tumors. I come against those tumors and fungus. You know, fungus in the lungs, we call it out in Jesus' name. And all kinds of tumors. All kinds of tumors. In the name of Jesus. If you've got any tumor in your body, put your hand on it and command it to go in the name of Jesus. Come out of there. Let them go in the name of Jesus Christ. Every tumor is the name, and it will bow its knees to the Lord Jesus Christ. Loosen God's people. Let them go. Let them go in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus, loosen and come out of there in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, every name that has the name bows to the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Let's go after tumors once more, because if you've got one, if you think you've got, even if you think it, I want you to command it to go. You command it to leave your body in the name of Jesus Christ. You take authority over it and command it to go. It doesn't belong to you. It's not yours. I hear people say, my diabetes or my this or my that. No, it's not yours. It belongs to the devil. And it's not yours. And you repent, renounce it, and command it to go. All the tumors, I command them to go right now in Jesus' name. Come out of there. Come out of the bloodline. Come out of the colon, the kidneys, the liver, and the breath, and the bloodline. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Loosen them and let them go. Loosen them and let them go in Jesus' name. Jesus is Lord. He's Lord of lords and King of kings. You have no right to God's people. In the name of Jesus Christ, turn them loose. Turn them loose and let them go. In Jesus' name. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, let them go. Let them go. In Jesus' name. All blood diseases. Leukemia. Blood cancer. Any kind of cancer in the blood, I know leukemia is. But anything in the blood, we command it to go in Jesus' name. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, turn them loose. Turn them loose and let them go.
Yes.
Let them go in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in the name of Jesus. I come against that spirit of Leviathan, pride, ruler of pride, and I call the spirit out. Come out of the back, come out of the spine, in the name of Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we break his hold and command him to go. Come out of there. Turn their backs loose and turn their spine loose. Come out of there. All of that, all of the, every part of that dragon has to go. Loosen them. Loosen them and let them go. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, turn loose and let them go. Let them go in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. The Lord Jesus Christ rebukes you. The Lord Jesus Christ rebukes you. Let them go in Jesus' name. I break every curse of incest, child abuse. In the name of Jesus, I break the curses of incest of everybody in here, and I command every spirit. Listen, let me tell you, everyone's under that curse. I don't care who you are. Somewhere's in the family background, it's happened. If it hadn't happened to you, and I break the curse over the family, over everyone here, and I call the spirit of incest out. Loosen them and let them go in the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Sexual abuse, physical abuse, spiritual abuse, and verbal abuse. Come out of them. Words are abusive. Come out in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus Christ. Listen to them. Let them go. In the name of Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Come out of it. I call that sexual sins of perversion. Masturbation. Come out of there. Come out of there. In Jesus' name. All sexual sins. Adultery. Fornication. Come out. Let them go. Let them go in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Turn them loose and come out of there. Let them go. Let them go. In the name of Jesus Christ, I come against that deaf and dumb spirit and I call it out in the name of Jesus. I break the power of the deaf and dumb spirit over the bloodline and I command the thing to go in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Spiritual retardation. Come out of there. Let them go in Jesus' name. Arrested development. I call you out and I command you to turn God's people loose and let them go. You that have arrested the development of God's people, let them go. Come out of there. Let them go in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I'm giving out of the voice. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Obesity. I break the curse of obesity. In the name of Jesus. Overeating. Gluttony. False appetite. Satisfying that eating to just satisfy the flesh that you really don't want it, but you eat. Come out of there. A spirit of obesity, craving, addiction to food. In the name of Jesus, loosen them and let them go. Addictions, all addictions. In the name of Jesus Christ, let them go. Let them go. Spirits of addiction, turn loose and come out. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I can't let this one go. It's a lady in our church that always wants me to deal with this, so I'm going to deal with it. I break the curse of the Masons over everybody here. Yes. Eastern Star.
KKK.
Demolay. Masonic Lodge. The Rainbow Girls. The Shriners. I break those curses in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
And I render them powerless in the name of the Demolays. I break that curse of the Demolays. Over everyone here with the bloodline, and I call those spirits out right now. Listen, man, let them go. Everything that came in through the forefathers or any member of our family being in the demolays or the all of the ones that I named, come out of there. Let them go. In the name of Jesus Christ, loosen them. Loosen them. Let them go. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Jesters. I don't know anything about them. This lady that goes to our church's husband's in the jesters, and they mock. And I don't really know what all they do, but I know that I prayed against them many times for her and her husband. So I come against them. Job's daughters, the jesters in the name of Jesus, and I break the power that commanded out. Come on, let them go. Turn them loose and let them go in the name of Jesus. All different sororities. If you belong to any, have belonged to any kind of a secret sorority, we break the power of it and call it out in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. And if you've made secret vows, you need to repent of them and ask God to forgive you. In the name of Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus. Let them go. If you, yeah, that's true. You made a covenant with them. And we break the power of it and command it to go. Sexual transmitted diseases. I come against AIDS. Oh, I don't know what all they are to see AIDS. HIV. Gonorrhea. Herpes. Syphilis. Condylomas. In the name of Jesus. We break the curses of 135 of them, all of them, Lord. And we call them out in the name of Jesus. Break every curse, command every part of it to be gone in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I tell you what, the word says that God will cleanse the blood over the, is it Malachi or Joel? I can't remember. The last verse in the chapter says, God will cleanse the blood that has not been cleansed. So, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we ask for cleansing of the blood. Cleanse our blood, Lord. Cleanse it from all infirmities, everything in the name of Jesus, every sin, every sickness, every disease in Jesus' name. Cleanse the blood, Father. Cleanse the blood in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. Ooh, praise the Lord. Glory. Hallelujah. The Lord is good.
Amen.
And His mercy endures forever. Oh, yes. If any of you have been involved in palm reading, horoscope, eight ball, any kind of Ouija board, fortune telling, palm reading, seances,
mediumship.
Any area of the occult. Listen to me. If you've been involved in it, ask God, renounce it. Tell the devil you'll no longer, you or any member of your family, ever be involved in it again. Tell the devil that and renounce it and command the spirits to go. So in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, I call out every spirit of witchcraft, every spirit of the fortune telling. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, don't let the enemy distract you. Come on, gang, we're going to finish up in just about 10 minutes. In the name of Jesus, generation curses of the occult, of witchcraft, of Satanism, in the name of Jesus, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, let them go. Spirits of fortune telling, palm reading, a horoscope, tarot cards, in the name of Jesus, turn them loose and let them go. Let them go in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. You know, if you yourself have never been involved in it, but somebody in your family has, you're still under the curse. So ask the Father to remit their sins, and ask Him to forgive them, and then close the door so it can't operate in you or your family. Excuse me. Skin problems. Allergies. All kinds of allergies. What is that? Shingles and hives. Is that right? I break the power of them. I call them out. I call out shingles, call out hives, and all kinds of rashes and skin problems. Listen to them and let them go. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Come on out there. Come on out there. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. And Lord, we thank you for healing through deliverance. We ask you to bring healing to every disease that was called out this day in Jesus' name. And we'll praise you, Lord, and give you all the glory and the honor in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen and amen.